Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I just came back again this week after you sent me home 45 times because I need clarity and I need closure.
Haley, we've been through this. It's not about you. I got my clarity.
Are you going to move your microphone stand
five feet ahead? Yeah. That was the best move of the night.
It was so good. Like, obviously, I feel so bad because Hannah was clearly set up in that moment. Mm-hmm. And she obviously felt very uncomfortable. And it was not cool with producers to do that to her when she made it very clear she had no interest in seeing Luke ever again. But it provided for like 5 minutes of, I'd say, some of the best Bachelor we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, some great visuals. It wasn't really cool to ambush her like that, but I did love sort of the confusion of the other three guys, and they had no idea that he was eliminated, so he just, and how he just goes and stands with them like as normal.
It was that part was the creepiest part to me, honestly. And he just like went and stood there like nothing happened.
Right. And it made me think about, like, okay, if he hadn't been eliminated, like, I guess I didn't put it together that she would have had to cut 4 to 2 mm-hmm. anyway to sort of make up for the fact that she had 4 guys in the fantasy suite week. But yeah, true to form, there's always somebody that like doesn't make it to fantasy suites for one reason or the other. But I just loved kind of watching the guys figure out, like piecing together a mystery as she was sort of saying things to him, because they thought maybe she was eliminating him right then or just telling him to go back and stand, not talk to her. And
like one of them finally clicked where they're like, wait, did you already eliminate Luke? And she's like, yeah, I did, like the other day.
Right. Oh my gosh. This was a untraditional men tell all episode for a few reasons, because normally we don't have part of the show continuing on, but I guess they had to show this conclusion. Mm-hmm. Since Luke did show up again. Did you like having a little less of men tell all? It's not always our favorite.
I didn't mind having the finish of the episode of mm-hmm. last week's episode. But I didn't like that we spent the next 45 minutes exclusively talking to Luke.
Yeah, that was not good.
So you weren't here last week. So tell me your thoughts about fantasy suites in general. Like, what did you think? How do you think those went? Tell me your scoop on the Luke stuff.
Well, I was shocked that Peter was the windmill.
Me too. I'm so glad that like I wasn't. No one told me that that's who that would be.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to remember, like, Jed was just like annoying me. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to piece together like when they filmed what, because like, was it true to the order or not?
From what I've been told, it was true to order.
Okay.
Like Luke Peter was definitely first. Mm-hmm. Luke was definitely last. And like, there's some confusion on who, was second and third, but
okay,
it's fair to say that it was probably shown in order.
So then do we think that Peter's the only one she slept with? She said she didn't for sure with Tyler, right? Because she like made a point that she didn't want to. Well, she probably wanted to, but she like wanted them to like have more like more talking time and make sure that side of things was good. But I couldn't tell about Jed.
I had to put money on. Yeah, if I had to put money on it, I would say yes, she did sleep with Jed, but like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but the windmill was just like more worth mentioning to Luke, mm-hmm. like just to get that kind of like last dig in there. No, it was just shocking, like the whole Luke thing. It was, even though you knew it was coming, it was just so extreme. I could believe that he was like that, but yeah. I loved how she held her own and just really like did a 180 on him. And you could see her like finality in that moment, like, okay, I'm done. So, but yeah, this week it was too much of the Luke show. She did try to apologize for it later on, but the show did not have to give him 45 minutes of a hot
seat. No, they did not. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I haven't had a chance to listen to you and Kirsten yet, but what were your overall thoughts last week?
That Luke sucks and it was annoying, and also Jed sucks. Jed's not better. It was just like it, just what Luke was saying. We you know, we said that sure, it's fair to have your desires be that you are not going to have sex before marriage if that's what you choose, and great. But you know, if you enter into a relationship knowing that the other person has intercourse and plans on continuing to intercourse, it's not really your call. And you know, I think part of the confusion was that because they're both pretty religious, he just expected her to have the same views on that.
Yeah,
as
so
he did,
I heard
without
something,
like discussing it early on. So
right, I heard something interesting on Becca's podcast, Chatty Broads. She, I don't know where the source was, but what they had said was that Luke and Hannah actually go to the same like mega church, that it's like a satellite broadcast, so they don't go to the same location, but they have technically like the same pastor, and that is probably why he like assumed that, because it's really conservative, that obviously we have the exact same views. So
that
might have been why they clicked so early on, or felt like this is meant to be, because none of us really understood like what she sees in him. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. But yeah, his whole segment, I didn't get clarity from his segment, so I don't
because
think
again, he was like, and one thing we said last week was that he was really wishy-washy, and I felt that that was also the case in this. Like, he'd say one thing and then Krista would challenge him on it, then he'd go back on it rather than just be like, yeah, this is the case.
Right. Like, when with Hannah, it was like, okay, wait, you have had sex, even though I said I was going to leave. No, we can still work on it. And just sort of waiting to see how someone reacts to something and then changing what he was saying. So he came in with like his talking points and then seemed to backtrack or was too vague about it. So yeah, that whole segment was very frustrating to me. But we did have, who was it that showed Devin? Like, what was that about?
I just don't know. I don't know. It was weird, right? Because out of all of the people who showed up, was it Devin or was it Dustin? I can't tell the two of them. I'm sorry.
It's the guy who was Will's friend. I think it's Devin, but I'm confused. Okay, why they let him do it? Why they left it in? Because I don't think it added anything.
No, it didn't.
It was really confusing. I don't remember him ever talking to Luke on the show. Like, it was
we're
like
talking
was,
on the show,
right? It was like somebody that you were expecting to like. Like, maybe if it was Garrett or someone who had this whole like back and forth with Luke the whole time, you could see like somebody we actually remember from the show. But they cut so much out of this episode. I can't believe that they like, maybe they couldn't find the right segue during that. But that was just the oddest thing. And I mean, it might be the new move you have to do to get your, I don't know, VIP time, but they're not auditioning for VIP because it's already filmed. So that was very strange. And then Luke. So we have this long segment. To wrap up the rose ceremony, we just see the portion where Luke gets eliminated for like the fifth time or whatever.
Yeah. So he arrives at the rose ceremony last out of the four guys. The guys don't expect suspect anything. They just are like, oh yeah, of course this guy's here. And then Hannah walks in and then she kind of sees Luke and he just leaves the line and goes right up to her and it's like, we need to talk. And she's like, no, we don't. And she's very adamant, like, I don't want to talk to you. Please leave. Go. Yeah. Leave. And at one point she gets so frustrated with him. She like picks up the pedestal and moves it away from him, which I thought was amazing.
And he still wouldn't leave. I wanted it to just continue at that point and just like, he could not. What really annoyed me is he could not take her word. He had to be like the guys intervening and then Chris Harrison showing up for him to actually leave.
Yeah, it was gross to watch on his part. Gross that the producers absolutely put Hannah through this. But Hannah came out the other side as a complete feminist icon. Yeah. And the guys were obviously very supportive of her. I'm glad no one threw a punch. I really thought it might happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had their own like party going on for like celebrating Luke leaving. And then I think most of them mentioned that they were like really turned on by her like showing and standing her ground, you know, too.
Yeah.
And, like, they just were like wanting him to be eliminated this whole time. So they had like, this is the first time I saw that kind of personality from Peter, about, because he usually kind of kept out of the fray of talking about Luke, but then he kind of had this release of like, yes, he's gone, you know, talking in this like ITM.
I also loved Peter's move of when Jed and Tyler kind of surrounded Luke. Mm. Peter made sure to be there comforting Hannah.
Yes, that was good. And yeah, he obviously knew like what Luke was upset about. Like she actually said, like, I'll say it in front of everybody, like, getting upset about me having sex in the fantasy. I don't know if she confirmed like in front of everyone that she like had,
I don't think she
not.
Said like Peter. I don't think she said, no, I had sex with Peter. It was like, yeah, that like I had sex, you know, in the fantasy suite or whatever.
Yeah. Because then, like, the guys who she didn't would know, like, oh.
Tyler, like, you could see it on his face. His face was like, wait a second. And then he kind of, like, went back to hating Luke. But he was like, wait, I didn't do that.
Right. Like, wait, she told me no. Like, yeah, we're not doing that. So I'm sure he assumed that everybody had a similar situation. But I could see with someone else, she's like, hey, we've got great conversations. Let's forget about that for the fantasy suite. Hey, it's her week. Do what you want. So. But yeah, we have no resolution on the next guy to get eliminated. And I really have no idea. Like, I don't know that just because, like, what we know, like, that she didn't have sex with Tyler. She said she had an amazing night with him. And I don't know that that gives us any hint. You know, we don't know what happened.
No, but I still feel like it's going to be Tyler.
You do?
I do.
Maybe I just don't want to face
like
it.
It's gonna be Tyler.
Yeah. How can you get rid of Tyler? So perfect.
I know. But yeah. Are you gonna get rid of Peter? Like, she should get rid of Jed, but she should, like, she, but
yeah, she doesn't have the info we have. To. Right. Yeah, because I mean, his whole date was talking about Luke still at this stage, and like that should have been enough to be like, okay, like, trust me in the process, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, we will find that out in the, what is it, a 2-night finale next week?
Oh my god.
Getting us ready for, hey, 2 nights.
We're gonna have, yeah, we're gonna have 2-night bachelor content for the rest of summer.
Yeah. Yeah. We did get our Bachelor in Paradise preview.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always exciting. Get a few other hot seats. Surprisingly, JPJ, I just didn't think that he had such a huge mark on the season. But
yeah. And how did you think that went?
Okay. They had a random lady come up to cut his hair.
God, I hate when they do this shit. I hate it.
The stage, like, hey, I love you.
I'm coming up on down? Stage. Oh, what a crazy moment. No one expected this.
Right. Hey, we already saw it with Devin, so yeah, it was old news at that point.
Yeah.
And then he's not even the person I associate with chicken nuggets, but they gave chicken nuggets to the whole audience.
And then he started throwing them out.
Yeah. But wasn't it other guys that were throwing the chicken nuggets? Like Kevin or somebody?
Yeah, I thought it was like a Kevin thing.
I don't even remember that guy. Yeah. I don't have the list of everyone that was there, but I don't think that Kevin
either.
Person was there. Maybe because that other chicken nugget guy wasn't there, that JPJ had to like encompass all the wackiness of the season.
Yeah.
I guess because he's on VIP that they wanted to like kind of remind us of who he is. Cam luckily was not shown till the end, so it seemed like he didn't get a segment, but they showed him at the very end in like the credits footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was odd. I was really expecting a Cam segment, and when we ended the episode, I was like, oh, okay. And then we did end up getting his after credits. And then I was like, oh, this is why we didn't see him in the thing.
This tells me that even though he's on VIP, he's going to be like, we probably could have predicted that anyway, but probably like a one episode and done. Like, he's not going to find like a lasting someone who wants to stay with him. Mike Johnson got a segment.
Had a big segment. This made me feel like they are testing the waters for Mike for Bachelor.
Really? I saw tweets about it. Then when I watched it, I wasn't sure if I was if I picked up on that as much, because maybe just like the timing of it, like they didn't like close out with that, or but they did have Hannah, you know, speak to him directly as well and say like, you deserve the best. But I thought maybe like if they had called him up later on, or like if Chris Harrison had said a little more to him, to get that sense, like what they did with Hannah, it was just like so obvious. But I guess you said, they're testing.
Yeah, and because there was so little actual mental all content, that the fact that one of these hot seats did go to Mike, and I feel like it was fairly positive, and I feel like it wasn't, I feel like John Paul Jones was kind of like a meme, where Mike didn't feel like a meme, like it felt real. Right. Is Mike in Paradise?
He was in the preview.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because now usually that would tell us, oh, then they can't be the Bachelor, but Colton proved, you know.
And Nick, and, you know, that no one ever cares about following the protocol for Bachelor, only Bachelorette. It's all sexist bullshit. So,
so, and he was in the last seat, like, when they were introducing everybody, so he got the most cheers, like, and Mike. So, there wasn't, like, typically at this mental all, you'd have somebody who was kind of a fan favorite, kind of more towards the end, like the fourth person eliminated. In this case, it was Luke, so he wasn't somebody that people fell in love with. So yeah, we gotta go to Mike as like, but I would be so excited if he is in serious consideration for The Bachelor. And I think there was an interview with Chris, but you can't take anything like that he says, because he'll, you know, won't confirm anything, but just like, yeah, of course he's in consideration. But who knows?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If Tyler gets eliminated, or, you know, Pete, I can't see Jed. I can't see them going with Jed, but yeah. And then did anybody else get a hot seat?
Did anyone else get a hot seat? I don't think so, but I can't remember.
So then, I mean, Hannah had her own hot seat. And then after that segment, or in the middle of that segment, they just show Luke, like, we come back from commercial and Luke is just walking out. So I don't know. It was just ridiculous. Like,
yeah. And there, Chris was like, yeah, he had a flight to catch.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't talk about the fact that he supposedly had a ring in his pocket when he went to show up.
Yeah, the producers gave him it and said, yeah, Hannah will like this.
Right. Yeah, we didn't see him say anything more about that, or that he was ready to propose. It was more like a convenient retelling, I think. I think that was a little bit exaggerated, but yeah, he was holding one at one point. Yeah, anything that stood out to you from Hannah's segment?
I thought that she was pretty honest about saying like, hey, like, this is why I was so into Luke.
Yeah, that part was,
because
really,
I feel like we hadn't really gotten that, and maybe it's the time that she's had to really like think about it. So we appreciated getting that not foresight, but oversight, I guess. And I just like her. I really didn't think I was gonna like her, and I'm glad to be proven wrong.
Yeah, I've liked her. I really liked her throughout the season. It was really insightful that she said, you know, I was insecure about being the Bachelorette and what I had to live up to. And it was really clear that he was there for me. And that was like a safety thing. And so that makes a lot of sense. Like, you're so nervous. And she had met him a few days prior to filming, because he was one of the five. And then, and she really kept kind of all those guys that she met at the first time around for a while. And so that could have been like, oh, well, they were really like something about like the security of even just that. They were like, I don't know, something familiar from that night or something. And it's like, yeah. Oh, they're definitely here for me. And I thought that was really insightful of her. And he wasn't there when she was saying that. I think he had already left at that point.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then we had like the guys kind of just like random guys telling Luke to F off, like Connor or something. Like, Connor, what was that about?
Connor literally saying, he was so calm.
Yeah.
And was almost sounding like he was sort of chill with Luke.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's just like, fuck you, Luke. And right. I was like, what? What happened here? What? It's just, it was unnecessary for me.
Yeah. And I don't remember I don't remember much of Connor, but I don't remember them in particular having an issue and that there are any stakes like that he really involved for Connor. Involved
yeah. It's like, I don't know. I feel like, God, please don't interpret this as me like being on Luke's side, but the guys were really piling on him. Mm-hmm. And just, I feel like there's a difference between being like, Luke, this is why we have an issue. This is blah, blah, blah. And then just straight up saying like, F you. And it's just like, well, we're not really getting anywhere with that.
Yeah. Especially since Connor looks like he's 15. It's just like, seemed like he just wanted to like look cool or something. Yeah. And yeah, it didn't fit. There are definitely some people I did not recognize in the back row there.
Oh my gosh. There were some first night boots, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, must have been. But yeah, nothing like, it wasn't like a typical Mentel all because Luke got that long segment. There was no like, aside from Devin showing up randomly, like there was no like really like somebody like really clamoring. There was no like someone putting a pacifier in somebody's mouth or any of those kind of weird antics mm-hmm. that we usually get. Even the bloopers, I felt like were let down.
I was so disappointed in the bloopers.
Yeah.
We got like 25 seconds of them.
And just things falling over and nothing memorable.
No, I was so disappointed.
Yeah. How about the VIP preview? How did you feel about that?
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt really good about that.
What did they say about Blake? He's in like a
love hexagon
or something. As predicted, everyone was putting Blake and Hannah together, so at least they're one of the couples in the hexagon.
But she's also in a love triangle.
Dean is back. He has a mustache.
I don't like it. I'm out.
No, you don't like the mustache?
No, I don't. It just feels a little try hard, I guess. I don't know.
It's like that hot guy thing of like, hey, like I can pull this off, right? Like,
yeah, yeah,
you're still going to like me. And he was just, I think, totally acting like he wasn't going to be back on. And I guess that makes it for more of a surprise. But I don't know if anyone's really surprised.
Not really.
Yeah. It looks like there'll be a fun pairing of JPJ and is it Haley of the twins?
Yes. She was the person I was most surprised to see back.
Yeah. I'm glad there's people from further back. She was on Ben's season, which at this point seems decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of need that. I don't like when it's just the past two seasons reunion, you know?
I totally agree with you.
So that'll be good. Derek, looks like there'll be some drama with Derek.
Interesting they brought him back, right?
Yeah. That is interesting because he's even further back. Or about the same. He's right after JoJo season. So, and he got engaged on Bachelor in Paradise and he's back. So, who else are you excited to see?
I'm excited to see Demi, obviously. Yes. I'm excited to see Wills, although we didn't see much of him in the preview, so that doesn't lead me to believe we see much of him at all.
I know. Wills and Bibiana again were like absent from this preview. Yeah. They're there, but yeah, we'll see. Kaylin, I think that she was mentioned as well as one of the ones that was paired off with Blake. Oh, and mm-hmm. Jordan's back, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he also did get engaged, right?
Yep, he did.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. Doesn't look like any Canadians, any foreigners are showing up, at least on the preview. That's upsetting.
I wanted to see at least a couple Winter Games folks.
Yeah. I think it has to be, like, it was just going to be like a one and done thing, I guess, for the recency of the Winter Games season. I guess we won't get it again. No, what's her name? That was a co-bartender.
Yuki,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe they realized that was just like slightly problematic and decided to.
Yeah. Do you think? Well, I guess we wouldn't see. Wells got engaged. That was recent news.
Like Sayre Highland. Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like it was somewhere in Mexico, but I don't know that was part of.
I don't think it was filmed though.
No, I can't see him doing that. Don't do that to Sarah. She's above this.
No,
but maybe like after filming, he's already down there. They have a little trip afterwards. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm really excited for the season. Demi is getting some hate online for just like being herself. And the preview showed that looks like there will be a bisexual relationship with Demi.
Amazing. That's what we've wanted from Bachelor in Paradise, because we just don't really get that opportunity on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Right.
We did have like maybe a glimmer of hope with it with I think her name was Jamie.
I think so.
She was from Nick's season, right?
Right.
But nothing really came out of that.
No. There was no one like for her to pair up with. So yeah, this will be interesting. I'm excited about this.
But who would she be pairing up with?
I don't know.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Like the preview showed her like with Katie crying, but then it showed her with like someone blonde, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that is interesting. We're just excited she's on the show. She was like kind of the big get this time. And yeah, I'm excited for Katie to be on too.
Yeah, me too. And Tayshia's there.
Oh, yeah. Tayshia. Nicole. Crying Nicole.
Mm.
And yeah, I guess Mike is going to be there. But if he plays it smart, he should not get in a relationship if he's being considered for The Bachelor, right?
Or he could and then just break up with them, you know, 2 days later.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. But it has to be in a nice way. You can't suddenly turn into, I don't know, Dean again or something. So is Dean back to redeem himself or just be Dean again?
Redeem himself?
Redeem, yeah. Probably is. He's just going to redeem. He can't just, yeah, he's just going to be Dean all over again. Yeah, I'm very excited for it, that. And if there's nothing more from this episode, we can get into the draft.
I'm sure you're excited to get into it.
Yeah. I have 274 points with Jed and Peter still in the running here. Well over 100 points ahead. This is ridiculous. I can't even face this. This is just crazy. I can't even process it.
It's so wild and not okay.
Yeah. I'm like one of the, this is usually like the person that we invite. This is the score. Yeah. That they get.
Yep.
You lost Luke P. Is it worth it to, you know, you're lose a draft pick and then
I'd rather have
sanity.
No team. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
So you have 143 and George at George CTV says finally lost Luke P and is out of picks at Frail Mary. She's on your tail now. Wasn't looking possible, but she's holding on with Tyler C, and then he says she has 126 and possible next Bachelor Mike. So that's also a strong draft pick. And then we'll get those VIP cast points trickling in. So we never know. And then we have our listener questions, which are always fun to get into. So this is an email from George. And you can email us at bachelorrehapup@gmail.com. And he says, hi, ladies. Do we assume Mike will be the next Bachelor? Let's pretend Mike is the next Bachelor. Is not their next Bachelor. Rank the following three choices. You have to choose one. Luke P., Juan Pablo, Nick Viall. And then he says, will the producers send Luke P. to Bachelor in Paradise? If not, I think this may be the first time the villain of a season didn't show up in Paradise. See you next week.
I'm not assuming Mike will be the next Bachelor because I think Peter might be a more conventional choice if he doesn't win. Mm-hmm. And I could absolutely see them going for that and having like a fun windmill thing.
Did you like those windmill t-shirts that the people in the audience had?
I cried. I want one so badly. Yeah. Please, if you know where you can get this, send it to me.
Yes, because it was a windmill and it says Jesus still loves me. So you have to get the joke. You have to know the reference. Yeah.
I loved it. What do you think? Do you think are you assuming Mike will be the next Bachelor? Like, we can't assume anything about Bachelors.
We can't assume that they'll do something that we want them to do.
No. Yeah. No. Never the case.
Yeah. And then Luke P. I'm assuming he means the new Luke P. and not Luke Pell, but both would be bad choices. Juan Pablo or Nick. I'd have to go with Nick again. That's my
top
choice.
Yeah, we like Nick.
Yeah. He was entertaining. Yeah. And then Juan Pablo. either Luke's last. I think I heard that he was not in Bachelor in Paradise.
It doesn't make any sense for him to be there. It doesn't fit with his narrative. And I don't think the producers are particularly happy with him. Like, you can't completely sewer a guy and then be like, you want to come on Paradise? Might be a redemption.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
like, what girl is going to want to hang out with him?
Right. No, nobody. And then here's an email from Jackie. Did you have a best audience reaction? I liked the woman in the red sweater with a sparkly pin who looked horrified when Luke said a man should lead the woman in the relationship. I thought the cameraman did an excellent job with audience reactions. In the end, were you happy with that they let Luke come back to confront Hannah one more time? I was a little annoyed that they would put her in that position again, only for drama. But in the end, it felt like she was able to speak more clearly about how she felt. She was able to call out Luke clearly on the fact that he tries to change his words once he has said something. She was a little unclear when she kicked him off, and this time she seemed more composed. I also loved seeing the guys' reactions to Luke.
My favorite audience reaction was the woman handing out chicken nuggets to the people in the audience, and then her face when she was getting pelted with nuggets from JPJ. That was my favorite audience reaction, but I agree there was a lot of really good ones to choose from.
Yeah, I think I know exactly the one she's talking about with, like, looking horrified.
Yeah, like, did you ever see that photo when Ariana Grande was performing at the Victoria's Secret fashion show or whatever, and she almost got knocked out by one of the angels? Like, she made the exact same face as Ariana Grande in that.
No, I'm not. I don't think I've seen that.
It's a great photo. I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't say I was like happy, but I was like fine-ish that they let, like, that Luke and Hannah had one more conversation at the mental all, because that's just what usually happens at the women in mental all, that like one of those last relationships has an opportunity to really clear things up, kind of thing, or have that last word. So
I think
in the context,
Jackie's asking about coming back at the rose ceremony. For the drama.
Okay. Yeah, then I hated that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I hated it, and I thought it was great television at the same time.
Yeah, I guess it could be either way, because she said, I loved seeing the guys' reactions. So I'm picturing, like, the three guys' reactions.
And I was picturing, like, all of the guys at the mental. Right. I think your way makes more sense than my way. My bad.
On Facebook, Kyle Picard wants to know, was that the worst mental ever? Are you surprised/upset that there wasn't a segment for shitting on Garrett? Who else, if there even is anyone, do you wish would have gotten a hot seat? Yeah, I was definitely let down by this mental all.
Yeah, I was. I was as well. I hated that we got like 45 minutes straight of just Luke. I'm not really surprised that there wasn't a segment shitting on Garrett, because I feel like everyone else there liked him. But there's not one I really was like, oh gosh, I really wish I heard more from this person.
Yeah, I think with Garrett, I guess maybe I was surprised there wasn't more with him and Luke, since that was so much of the show. But I think because his whole thing throughout the show was just like dealing with Luke, that he didn't really have any, like, I don't know, emotional moment to me with Hannah. It wasn't like, oh, I've got to see how they interact now. You know, she broke his heart. It didn't ever feel that like deep to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't, it makes sense that Cam got a hot seat just because he's annoying. but
I'm glad we didn't have to see it.
Right. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else that's going to be on VIP. It's interesting that they didn't say like about Mike, like, oh, and we'll see you in VIP. Cause they said that about, John Paul Jones.
Yeah. Because they want you to forget he's on VIP so he can be the bachelor.
I hope so. Jen Knott wants to know, I think you can see the moment Tyler realizes it's not him. His face just drops when she starts talking about the fantasy suite. How hard do you think it was for Chris Harrison to keep it together during that? He was definitely out to get him. Juan Pablo style. Are these two different questions?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then do you think Cam is getting the redemption arc of VIP? All right. So Tyler realizes it's not him. Aww. Yeah, that makes me sad. Because, yeah, he did have that kind of moment of like, oh, wait, that was wait different.
A second. I didn't have sex on a windmill. Then so who did?
He's probably expecting to get eliminated.
I don't think it was that hard for Chris Harrison to keep it together because he's like, he's been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I thought Chris handled it pretty well, I'd say. I think he wasn't unbiased, which I feel like is pretty interesting from a host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought he wasn't as hard as he could have been on Luke.
Right. And then do we think Cam is getting the redemption arc of VIP?
No. He's not lasting more than two episodes, if that. If he makes it past the, like, so there's the Monday and Tuesday that we have to watch it.
Right.
If he makes it the second week, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. The only person I can see, because we know Annalise is coming back. And so I'm like, well, maybe, like, she's just going to cling to him or something to stay around.
Did we even see much of him in the preview?
No, we didn't get an ABC. Yeah, I hope not. And then Tyler or Mike for Bachelor? Sure, I caught a glimpse of Mike in Paradise.
I think Tyler still has a little bit too much of an F-boy thing going on to be Bachelor.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you want Dean to be Bachelor?
No.
Yeah.
But Tyler on the show, he's like so good.
I know. And I maybe it's just because he's so hot that I can't. It's my own biases at work.
Right.
He's just too hot for me to not think he's an F-boy.
Right. Exactly. He probably was, but then he like the season changed him.
He's 26. Like, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. So do you think any of the top three, so whoever she doesn't pick, do you think any of them are in Paradise and they just weren't showing it?
No.
Yeah,
because Tyler was on social media pretty much the entire time they're away.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jed was would too, have been right? a bad look, especially you know, I feel like the Haley stuff came out before filming started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it didn't, but anyway, I think it would have been a bad look. And I think Peter is too clean cut. And I think they would want to try and save him for Bachelor.
Right. Did you catch at the end of the mental all? Chris was like, there's a lot of rumors out there. We'll get
to
them.
Yes, I did. I did indeed. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Because there's the stories come out about Peter having a girlfriend. But it wasn't like he went on the show with a girlfriend. It's that he
like, Peter's was more like he broke up with his girlfriend 4 months before going on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh, these guys had a girlfriend in the past.
Well, these guys have gone on a date before. Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Will Holston. Is it possible that Luke handled Mentel all even worse than Lee did? When you're getting outclassed by an IRL racist, there's a problem.
Yeah, because at least Lee apologized, right?
I think so. I think I blocked out Lee.
Me too. When he said, it wasn't until I read the racist bit where I was like, Lee.
Right. Felipe Shimon, even though Luke sucks, I'm glad Mateo addressed the bullying group mentality the guys had. While Luke is an absolute piece of garbage, I found myself feeling empathy for him being outcast so rudely. Anyways, I guess, what are your thoughts on the fact that the sperm guy was the voice of reason? Why didn't they talk about the sperm?
It never got brought up at any point during the season, and we thought it was going to be like a slam dunk conversation topic at some point.
Is Mateo in Bachelor in Paradise that we know? I didn't recognize him in
there. Yes, I think he is.
Okay, so it needs to be a storyline.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hard thing, is like everybody was against him. So even when he's being terrible, there's like moments where you're sort of like, oh, that's not fair. But yeah. Mike Christensen, if Chris had gone out of his way to tell everyone that was Devin, would anyone have known he was a cast member and not a rando walking on stage?
Hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't think that we would. Allison Giancola, nearly every episode this season has ended with me thinking about the fact that Hannah is an excellent lead, but I don't have that many seasons to compare. So my question, is she really a great lead? And if she is, why? What makes her so compelling? And what should we be looking for in future leads?
Yes, I think Hannah is a great lead. I think she might be the best lead that we've covered. I have really enjoyed watching this season pretty much the entire time. As much as it's been the Luke show, as much as I don't like Jed and didn't like Garrett, don't like Luke, I have really enjoyed watching this season. I think Hannah is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And I read Allison's question the other day, so I've been trying to think about it. And I think the biggest reason why Hannah is a good lead is because she's so open and she's so honest. Mm-hmm. And she's
unfiltered.
And she's not trying to put up some sort of wall, or she's not trying to maintain any sort of reputation, which is the opposite of what we were expecting, you know, because she was this beauty queen, she was this and that. I kind of expected her to have like this, you know, like falsified persona. And that's not what we've been getting at all. We've been getting super deep with Hannah. She's really been telling it like it is to us and to the guys. And that's just made for really refreshing Bachelorette, because so many people are trying to, you know, not act up for the cameras, but, you know, portray a certain thing so that they can either get farther on the shows or get more opportunities, where it's just like Hannah was never in it for the spawn con. She was like in it to find her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's super fun. Like even just little moments like when she's like, oh, it's fantasy suite week. Like it's just something you did not get out of other leads. Like maybe since Caitlin, where you just have like that humor, and
they ruin Caitlin's season.
Oh, yeah, no.
So where I think they learn from their mistakes almost, and like given Hannah didn't have sex before fantasy suites, but they're treating her sex way differently than they treated Caitlin's. Mm-hmm. And sure, that, you know, it's been 4 years, and so the scape in which we look at women's sexuality has changed drastically in those 4 years. So we're more open to it, or at least TV has looked at the way they treated Caitlin and seen that like that was not okay, and so that we're treating Hannah differently. Or maybe it's because she's like this uber Christian or what, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it is being treated differently, and obviously that there are still people making comments about, you know, Hannah shouldn't be having sex with a guy she's dating, how dare she. But like it feels different than when Caitlin was the lead.
Right. Yeah, that is good. It's like the show's on her side now, so mm-hmm. as it should be. Yeah, and I just think if we look at like the other women who are in contention to be the Bachelorette, we just would not be having this much like relatability and unfilteredness. Like if it was the other Hannah or Caitlin, I just think they'd be so poised and wanting to appear a certain way. So we were kind of questioning, like we thought it was an odd choice that they'd go, you know, with somebody who got eliminated sixth or whatever, but
she was in somebody who had conflict with another woman,
right,
more or less in the season. But the choice of Hannah has been a slam dunk, it feels like.
Yeah, for sure. Felipe Chamon, did Luke really have to catch a fight, or was he just salty and Chris covered for him?
I think the latter.
Yeah. It was like Chris was winking, like, yeah, he had a flight. Justin Feinberg, what previously unrevealed VIP casting choices surprised you the most? And why is it the return of the Emily Haley twins?
And is it's it only the one. I think it's just one because
one must have a relationship, right?
I think it is Haley because Emily is dating a Swedish guy on the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's funny. Been dating a hockey player for, God, a couple years now, I think.
Oh, okay. She didn't have the courtesy to find a hockey player that has a twin.
Right. It's how rude. Cool. Or just like another, like, this guy doesn't have hockey player friends.
Right. Come on.
Come on. So this is their, this is Haley's third Bachelor in Paradise, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Interesting.
I was caught off guard by Dean just because I think I, you know, forgot about him in a way. Like, it's like, oh, we've moved on to new cast.
Yeah. Also, we got known Chris Bukowski in the preview.
Good point. He must not last long.
Thanks.
Was Christina Schulman in the audience of the, I didn't see her in this preview, but.
Yes, she was. And I believe she is on the season. Is she not?
I think so. So it'll be a reprise of all that drama.
Yeah, especially because, you know, she has the drama with Dean that we saw, but also her and Blake had some things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that'll be interesting. Gregor McBean says, have we always called him Big Mike or is this a new nickname? I don't remember it.
It's new, right?
Yeah. Must have been like an in-the-house nickname and maybe didn't make the show.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Schmidt, do you think Chris stepped in at the right time? Did he let the Luke Rose ceremony stuff go on too long or not long enough?
I think it almost went on too long. Like, she made it very clear that she did not want him there. And I feel like he didn't really take it seriously until Chris did step in.
Yeah, and that annoyed me because then Chris is like, so what do you want to have happen? It's like, she's already said she wants him to leave. Like, I would have rather had like those security guys come in or something, like the ones that grab the luggage. You know, just like take him.
Just like pick him up and like roll him out gently.
Yeah. Did you follow any of Luke P on social media at all? I'm like, going back and forth with Hannah and stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that last week and how shit he is. And it's just, you know, I don't think we discussed it, but like his sister-in-law is saying how, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now Luke is saying that the Bachelor doesn't want you to spread the evangelical word or something like that. And it's just like, just accept that you're shit and you look like shit on the show.
There's one thing I saw on, he goes on the Comments by Celebs account.
Oh, about her mom?
Her mom, yeah.
Her mom posted like a picture on Instagram, like a shitty screenshot.
Yeah.
And saying like, oh, if I would have met him, I would have told you first thing he was an ass. And Anna responds like, I love you, mom, but please.
Please delete this.
Yeah.
But, oh, by the way, and then, like, she comments on the celeb one, like, hey, mom, like, you don't know what this is, but we've made it. But, yeah. I think the mom did delete it, though. But, yeah, she's like, you're an ass. And,
so
yeah.
So funny.
That's so good. Yeah, so that's it for questions. Did you get takes from Doug for this episode?
I didn't. Doug was sick.
Oh,
I know. Doug is sick, so Doug, feel better. He just couldn't. He was... couldn't bring himself to watch this episode because he was too sick.
Oh, no. Yeah, because he would definitely be picking out the people in the back row and like something subtle about them. So,
yep.
We didn't hear from Grant. Grant was there. Trying to think who else. Yeah, a lot of those invisible guys. And, oh, gosh. Finale is next week.
Mm-hmm. Two-night finale.
I don't know who she's gonna pick, and like I feel like you usually have like I'm just afraid it's gonna be Jed, and I don't want it to be Jed.
No,
I want Jed to be eliminated next.
It really could be either Jed or Peter. I don't think Tyler's really in the running, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
the preview didn't give me anything, you know, they just showed her talking to her family because obviously they can't give away
who's there,
who got eliminated next.
Although, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to do that, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Done it before, they'll do it again.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jed is like the comfortable choice for her because he's Southern. I mean, I guess Florida is Southern with Tyler, but you know, like she seems really enamored with like the Nashville thing and the songwriting that they did together. But then Peter was the windmill. So
Peter's just a good choice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited to have it all resolved by the end of Tuesday next week.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be two nights again. Like,
it never needs to be two nights, why? Amy. We've been through this. It doesn't need to.
And then I'm sure it's not like we're going to get like 2 hours on Monday with no like resolution. And then like everything will be on Tuesday anyway.
Yeah. Like, do you think we're going to have to not record right after the episode on Tuesday? Because it'll be too late, or?
I don't know. Or do we want to have our fresh reaction?
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, until next time. Well, Haley, where can people find you? I'm sure they're already following, but just in case.
And if not, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper, and we'll catch you next week after the finale.
Bye. Bye.